From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
My 9-year-old son and two of his friends are talking in the car as I drive them home from school. The subject is the lousy taste of strip cheese. The problem is, one boy says, once you've tasted the cheese in France, nothing can compare. What follows is a gourmand's analysis of cheeses as the boys rate local varieties here in California with those sampled in Paris and Biarritz. Welcome to life in the Napa Valley. I grew up in Ohio, where people ate cheese from plastic wrappers. We rarely, okay, never, discoursed on the quality of curd. I shared the boys' conversation with my mother, who responded after a heavy sigh, "I just don't know what the answer is." She was referring to the answer, or lack of one, to children growing up in an environment of great material privilege. My husband and I are sharply aware of the wealth surrounding our two sons and daughter, and we're constantly faced with the challenge of how to maintain perspective and stem any sense of entitlement. Inside their rarefied world, sushi dinners, snowboarding trips, and vacation homes are the norm. We struggle to help them understand that this is the exception, that they are the extraordinarily lucky. But words, and even our attempts to instruct by practicing moderation and service, fail to truly portray the gap. Of the 2.2 billion children in the world, 1 billion are living in poverty. While my son and his friends discuss cheese, more than one-third of children under 5 are malnourished, lack basic immunizations, or are not enrolled in or attending school. 1 in 5 children lacks access to safe water. And while these children languish in some of the bleakest outposts of the world, many of us in the promised land have become so comfortable that we've forgotten the very meaning of comfort. For the record, here are some synonyms. Relief, consolation, solace, well-being, help, assistance. This is what I want my children to believe as they drift to sleep wondering what kind of cheese the moon is made of. It is the work of the comfortable to provide comfort. This, if they live their lives well, will be their greatest privilege of all. With a perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.